Thank you very much, Sebastian. Welcome to my talk. The agenda for the talk today is, for those of you who don't know Nova, I'll give a very brief architecture overview and explain what Nova is and what runs on top of it. Then I'll talk a little bit about formal verification, give an update on the current status, because Nova is one of those microkernels that is undergoing formal verification. And then we get to the main topic of the talk, which is scalability. You just heard from Michael that scalability is an important topic. And in Nova, there's a lot of work going on improving the scalability. And today we'll focus primarily on supporting thousands of devices with thousands of interrupts on big iron server machines and the new microkernel APIs that require that. And hopefully we'll have some time for questions at the end. So the architecture overview of Nova is shown on this slide. So you have the microkernel running at the highest privilege level. In our case, it's called a micro hypervisor because it's not just a microkernel, it is also a hypervisor. And it's roughly 15 to 20,000 lines of code, depending on how you count. And then on top of it, you have a componentized multi-server operating system running of all these colorful boxes, and every box represents a component that runs isolated in its own protection domain or its own address space. And